This is where normal comes to die. Mediocrity meets its final demise, and the status quo is unabashedly dismantled. Welcome to Reinvention Radio. Now, here's your host, Steve Ulscher.
Oh, well, all right. Welcome here to another edition of Reinvention Radio. I'm your host, Steve Ulscher, along with the lovely, beautiful, round-eyed Richard Otey.
Yes.
And Paul, and I don't know what to call Paul. We got to come up with a nickname for Paul. Like, what nickname do you want there, Paul? We got to give you something. You got nothing.
I have a bunch. They're not fit for the radio, though.
Did you hear the last episode? have you listened to Reinvention Radio? Wait, you got to give Wade some mic there. Yeah.
Well, if I can take a moment and introduce, just mention about Paul. Paul is a guitar god.
Oh.
Plays guitar, is in a band, is killing it all, and, you know, also a little bit of a butt god. Here, I'll take care of that.
Did you say a butt god?
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
Whoa.
Nice introduction.
They did a photo shoot.
Yeah.
A female photographer.
And
when they looked at the proofs, it was amazing the percentage of pictures that were Paul's butt.
That were Paul's butt in
there. Or from behind that this photographer. So there's I don't see it, but there's something going on there.
Yeah, so somebody really, really likes likes the rear view of Paul there. All right, so really interesting show today. We're going to be talking to the warrior sage herself. That is the plan here, to talk to Suzanne Raja. And we actually had, how do you say, Rich, you actually know, how do you say her husband's name?
Satien?
Satien, is that what it is? Okay, yeah, Satien. So he was on before, and that was pretty interesting, because their thing is all about sex, power, and money.
Ooh, cool. I'm going to listen today.
I know, right? You technically have no... Well, you do have a choice, actually. You could walk out, much like Mary did.
Yeah, sometimes they turn down these headphones.
How come Mary... I don't get it. Like, every time we have any sort of, like, feminine power show or reinventing gender equity, which, by the way, if you haven't listened to Reinventing Gender Equity, that is an interesting show. Paul, you've listened to that one, like, about 50 times by now, yeah? Yeah, okay, exactly.
Sure.
Uh-huh. So, yeah, and so, like, literally, yay, our sponsor has reappeared here. So we've got sour cream and onion potato chips. Thank you, Ruffles. And to Lay's, our sponsors of Reinvention Radio, greatly appreciate it. And, wow, we've got lots of bags. Look at this. Mm-hmm. Like, the whole store showed up. That is super cool. Thank you, gentlemen. All right, and so sour cream and onion, Ruffles is our sponsor here. But, all right, let me ask you this. Now, if you had to choose. So, Paul, you haven't answered this question before. I think, Richard, actually, you did. But Paul, I don't think you answered this question before. If you had to choose... That's okay. Wade will get it. Let Wade earn his keep over here. All right. So, if you had to choose between sex, power, or money, which would you choose first? Yeah, Rich, please pass around the chips here, man. You can't open chips quietly. Are you kidding?
I was
Jesus.
Trying, you like, were, you, there was so
you
much silence.
You can't open
you
chips
so
quietly.
Long.
All right. So if you had to choose... between sex, power, or money. First, which would be first on the list if you had to have one of the three?
Well, I guess power can get you everything else.
Ooh,
start with
see?
That one, get the money, and then this is like Tony Montana.
Like Tony Montana, eh? What do you think, Rich? If you had
I guess
to
he started
one.
With the money.
I say money. Same theory that Paul's got. But
the
I think,
money can buy
I think
you the power.
Yeah, I think money buys the power.
Yeah. And money can buy you the sex for sure, right? So yeah, you could I don't know. So, but from let's think about it from an ethical standpoint. From an ethical standpoint, probably sex is the purest of the three, because power has negative connotations, money has negative connotations. Why do we think so? That's actually a really good question. Why do we think so poorly about money? What's our hang up? Do you think, generally speaking, like, why do we hate the people who have a lot of money, but yet we seem to want to have a lot of money? So what is that all about, do you think?
I don't know. That one's always... I thought about that the other day. Just, we spend all our time trading...
Time for money
and
right?
things.
Yeah.
But if we had the opportunity at the end and someone gave us a chance to trade it back in, we'd all do it at the end.
We would all trade...
We'd trade it all back
all that
to
money
get more
for
time.
To have more time, right? And so it's interesting, because what I have found is that, you know, when you are in, let's just say, this position of, I have to go and do X, Y, or Z for my job, like whatever it is. You know, maybe you got to take a trip somewhere, or you got to stay late. I don't know, whatever it is for your job, you just say, look, this job has to be done. I have to go there. And if I go there, I'm going to be missing out on this, or I'm going to be missing out on that. I know from experience that when you look back, you will never, ever, ever, ever think about it from the standpoint of like, wow, you know, I really wish that I had spent more time doing my job. Yeah, it's like you never think that, but you would think like, geez, I really wish that I had spent more time with that person who needed me or whatever it might be. So, you know, I had a friend. I had a friend who was saying that her mom was sick, right? And she was debating. She was debating over whether or not she should go home to visit with her mom who was sick, because she had this very, 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 very busy schedule, right? Very busy schedule with work. And what I told her was, look, you are never, ever going to be in a position where you're going to look back and you're going to go, damn, I really am glad that I work. But you for sure are going to look back and you're going to go, damn, I'm really sorry that I didn't spend that time with my mom when she needed me. All right. So definitely. Actually, we've got Suzanne on. So let's bring Suzanne. Suzanne, are you there? Perhaps.
I'm definitely here.
Yay!
I'm here.
Hey, we got Suzanne. Okay, very cool. And actually, we've got the one and only Mary Goulet, I believe, also with us. Mary, are you there too?
Yes, I am.
All right. So Mary came to take the... We always need Mary on these shows, so this is great. So Mary, you're here. Joined us remotely, which is so really, really, really wonderful. So thank you for doing that. All right, so Suzanne, we had your husband on the show, and he's a heck of a guy. First of all, do you think he got the better end of the deal, or do you think you got the better end of the deal?
He definitely got the better end of the deal.
Nice. Yeah, no doubt about
I'm
that.
I'm kidding.
No, I don't think you are. I think you're spot on. There's no doubt about that. All right, so we had a chance to meet with him. We had a chance to talk with him. Really cool guy, up to a lot of really interesting things. And I know you guys have done a lot over the years together. But in a nutshell, kind of give us you know, who the Susanna Raja is, so we get a good sense of what you're doing in the scheme of things.
Well, who I am? Well, I can tell you this. What I enjoy doing is I enjoy helping leaders, women who are leaders, to fall into their natural state of feminine power, their feminine strength, and awaken that so that they can be the leaders that they are meant to be in all areas of their life. So they may be great in business in some areas, but in their relationship, they may be suffering there, or, you know, their fitness isn't where they want to be, or they're not feeling good enough, that sort of thing. I help them to be radiant in all areas of their life.
Mm-hmm.
And so I get to enjoy them seeing their new level of radiance each time we work together.
Awesome. So and let me ask you this, because I know you guys, we were just talking about this, the whole sex and power and money thing. Along with all the other areas of your life, especially for women with their kids and whatnot, do you think it's possible? Do you honestly think it's possible for a woman to have it all?
Well, I'll tell you from my own from my life, it is absolutely possible. I live that way, and this is why I help to serve the women that I do. Absolutely, it's really, you know what? It's about making love with life. And we as people, and definitely we as women, we enjoy the aspect of feeling the pleasure of what life has to offer, and be able to fully enjoy, embrace, and surrender to the pleasure that is life.
Mm-hmm.
And if every single aspect of life becomes an aspect of pleasure, then it's easy. Then it's you want to get up in the morning and you want to make love with life.
Mm-hmm.
And that's really what it's about. And the answer to that is absolutely yes.
All right. And you guys have children, correct? How old are your kids now?
So our youngest is, she's 17, our son, and our daughter is 20. And so, you know, roughly 2 years apart. And so, you know, having a full life fully in our business, as well as having kids that are, you know, boy and girl growing up and going mm-hmm. into teenage years mm-hmm. and everything else that goes with that.
Yeah.
We've walked the path.
Yeah, and you know, it's interesting because you live a life that some folks might say, like, wow, you know, you could be that way sort of in your business, but you might want to kind of tone it down with the kids. But I think based on my conversation that we had here with Satyan, you guys actually encourage your kids to live that same sort of out loud, sort of make love, you know, to life, yeah?
Absolutely. I mean, you know, that's what makes it easy. It makes it easy because you don't have to wear a new clothing each and every time you're in a different part of your life. And so if you can be authentically yourself and who you are and as bright, as vibrant, as strong, directional as you are in your business, then that must translate also into your personal life, your relationships, your fitness, the way that you feel about yourself. It has to be a wholehearted, wholesome way of living. You can't be one and not the other, because you will tire out very quickly.
Yep.
And so we absolutely encourage, and we are an example for our children to be the same and live that way. And we show them how to do that through our example. That's the best way to teach children.
Yeah, awesome. All right, so we got Susanna Raj on the line here, and actually Mary Goulet is joining us remotely as well as we talk about, wow, women leaders and feminine power and all sorts of interesting stuff here on Reinvention Radio. More right after this.
You were born to do one amazing thing, but most people spend a lifetime trying to identify what it is. If you're at a job you don't like or are unemployed, if you're in a state of transition or just can't shake that nagging feeling that you were meant and made to do something extraordinary, the Reinvention Workshop is exactly what you need. Led by award-winning self-help author Steve Ulcher, the Reinvention Workshop will forever change your life. The Reinvention Workshop takes you step by step through Steve's proven formula that has helped so many get on the right path and be clear about what they were born to do. Take the first step for realizing the life you deserve and desire by visiting TheReinventionWorkshop.com today. No more delays, no more denial. Reconnect with your true self. Learn to live with purpose and conviction and become who you were born to be. The world is waiting for you. What are you waiting for? Log on to TheReinventionWorkshop.com. That's TheReinventionWorkshop.com.
And now, back to Reinvention Radio. Here's your host, Steve Ulcher.
All right, welcome back here to another edition of Reinvention Radio. And pretty interesting conversation here with Susanna Raja, along with Rich O'Tay and Paul Whiteway was somewhere around here. And we got Mary Willey on the line as well. Actually, I want to ask Mary a question. So, Mary, let me ask you this. Do you think it's possible for women to have it, quote unquote, all?
Yes, I do. However, maybe not all at the same time.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So I think it's hard to be 100% in each area of your life, and sometimes I like to revel in work and sometimes just my family, and you know, but I do believe you can get the most out of all different aspects of your life.
Mm-hmm. And you believe that at certain points of your life, certain things have to be sacrificed, certain things suffer, certain things get pushed to the side. How would you define that?
Yeah, I think if you look on a percentage basis, when my children were younger, I was really like 70% kids and 30% trying to work and make things happen. And it's spaghetti. It's cooked spaghetti.
Mm-hmm.
It's not the waffle like you guys might look at it as.
Mm-hmm.
Like, okay, here's the work box and the kid box and the wife box. So women have a tendency to just work with things intermingling all the time.
Yeah. Okay. Very cool. All right. So let's bring Susanna back on here, because Susanna, you talk a lot about peak radiance, and I'm not going to tell you as a man, I don't have any idea what the heck that means. So what exactly is peak radiance?
Okay. Well, peak radiance is, okay, so you've heard of peak performance, I'm sure, you know, where, you know, it's like, yes, you can do it, and you can be strong, and you can direct and go for it and get your goals and make that happen, and in a peak way. Well, this is peak radiance. So peak radiance for the feminine, for someone who is a more feminine being, their deepest, their number one priority is relationship. And in that relationship, what their deepest core yearning for is love, deeply, love. Mm-hmm. And so love shows up in the form of something that's bright. When you see a woman, a person who is feminine being in love, what happens is they glow, they're alive, they're bright. And so peak radiance is about being the brightest that you can be in all areas of your life, mm-hmm. shining. Mm-hmm. And so peak radiance is the ability to shine, the ability to be in deep relationship with whatever it is that is presented in front of you.
All right.
So that you're in full awareness and you're in full, you are as bright as you can be.
I totally get that. But do you think that's sustainable? I mean like, because my concern, and look, you sound like an incredibly, like, happy and passionate, and I mean, you sound like you make love to, I love that expression, not that I do it, but you know, you sound like you make love to life. Like when Suzanne talks, Rich, I gotta tell you, it's like I'm seeing that she's making love to life, kind of sort of there. And is that sustainable though? I mean, like, don't you hit the wall at some point where you just kind of go, okay, because to me it seems like it takes effort. Like, it takes, like, for me to be miserable, that doesn't take a lot of effort. Like, that's just, I can just be miserable. I can just be unhappy. I can just be, an ass or whatever. But, like, to be excited and happy and, like, all of that, it feels like it takes effort and energy. But maybe that's just me being jaded. But do you think what you're describing is sustainable?
Well, good question. And, you know, when I say radiant and I say bright, I don't mean happy all the time. It does not mean that I am always smiling, everything is hunky-dory. I can also be extremely radiant in my upset, my frustration, my anger. Mm. The difference is that I do not close down my heart. My intention is to keep my heart open no matter what. And actually, it is more difficult to close your heart than to keep it open. Keeping it open, like being authentic, is really easy. We're actually quite loving beings, naturally. But what happens is life does its thing, and then we feel like we have to close down and protect ourselves, when really it's about setting boundaries, and it's about saying, okay, this is what works for me, this is what doesn't work for me. But the good news is that we can keep our heart open all of the time. And that's what I mean by radiance, is by allowing that glow of the light of your heart to stay open mm-hmm. all the time. That never, ever has to close. And you can have your heart open and be in complete rage at the same time. But when you're doing that, you're more, your awareness is more alive. You know what you're doing. You have a strength in knowing what you're doing. When your heart is open, I can love you, and I can say, you know what, I'm gone. I don't have to stay in the same place with you. If I'm upset, if you have, you know, you've stepped over my boundary, but I never have to stop loving you. And that's what the beauty and that's what the radiance is all about. I'm in constant relationship with and who I'm with. In every moment, mm-hmm. I never have to close.
Mm-hmm. Rich, what were you saying?
Yeah, I was just going to say, it seems like you believe love transcends both men, women, across the board. But is there a role that you see women playing more than men in? Because it just seems like we're trying to make everyone the same these days. Even in school, I got a 3.5-year-old daughter, and it's like, go to school and be like everyone else and then graduate and try to be yourself. What do you think about the roles that men and women play different?
Yeah, well, you know, here's the thing. The capacity for, so it's not really about men and women. It's for those that have more of a feminine core, which is relationship is number one for them. Okay, so a feminine being, their relationship is number one for them in terms of their priority. In terms of a masculine being, their number one priority is their mission in life. You know, what is my purpose in life? What am I here to do? That is my number one priority. Now, in men and women, we all have masculine and feminine in us, but there are those of us who relationship is most important, most valuable for them on their in terms of percentage. And for us, those of us who have more of a feminine vibe, let's call it, our responsibility, our role is to make sure that relationship is kept alive. And what that means is relationships in terms of the heart, staying wide open no matter what is going on, making sure that that relationship is a constant, open fire that is kept alive, and that no matter what, the heart stays open there.
Right.
And in terms of the masculine, the mission, the purpose, you must know what you're doing on this earth. You must accomplish that and know what that is, and have that at your forefront and move forward in that direction.
Mm-hmm.
And so directionality is more of the masculine vibe.
Gotcha.
And radiance and keeping that love flow open no matter what is the feminine vibe.
Yeah, that's
both men and women.
And like in theory, I get it, and it totally makes sense. But man, when I'm angry, I my heart's not open to anything. It's like I turn to like black coal. Like I just want to like murder. That's just like that rage. But I think that's probably just how I was raised. I was just were you raised by like sweet and loving and like amazing parents?
Say that again. I lost you in the angry.
Right, no, I asked because like I think that it has a lot to do with your upbringing, and I was asking if you were raised by sweet and loving and supportive parents. Not that mine weren't, but I'm just wondering if you were.
Well, you know, my parents were human, just like we all are, you know, and they had their ups and downs, too. And, you know, Satyen, my husband, and I, we're the same. You know, it's not like we had this cookie-cutter sort of, you know, the perfect parent. And again, I want to remind you, when I say heart open, this does not mean that I do not get angry. I can get furious with you, but I won't stop loving you.
Yeah.
That is what the intention is here. That is what the goal is. That's what we're going for. And I feel that that's the next level of power. When we can stay open in the heart and we can feel fully angry and have that. And actually, I feel that what we do in society is we don't fully feel completely our feelings,
mm-hmm.
including anger. The thing is that when we don't feel fully and our heart is closed, that's when all kinds of abuses and all kinds of war, everything happens in the negative sense when we're not in a place of being able to be open and the flow of our heart staying open.
Gotcha. Okay, so Mary, let me ask you this. Now, do you feel like how Suzanne just described the feminine power. Now, do you feel all that, or does that seem sort of like out in left field as a woman?
I hear what she's saying. Suzanne, I hear what you're saying. I would probably say it, you know, in my language, because I think I can be a little more alpha male. But I did want to ask you, Suzanne, what does a typical session or meeting with a female leader like look like, or do you guys do certain exercises, or is it what do you guys do during that?
And just as a heads up here, we got about 60 seconds before we got to hit the break.
Oh, okay. Well, you know, it's she's birthing something brand new. And what it is I sit with her and I find out what is going on with her. What is her deepest challenge? What is the thing that she needs that's holding her back from moving forward? And I have a very good way of finding that out, finding out what's she expecting here? What's she about to birth? And then we find out how close are you to this? And then we help her with the birthing process that's next. And it's profound. It's miraculous. And it's like midwifing is what I would have to say.
Yeah. All right. Very cool. So we got Suzanne Rajan. And by the way, that would be warriorsage.com. So it's Warrior Sage, SAGE. So warriorsage.com is where you can find out more information about Suzanne and her husband, Satyen. And that was a great episode as well. So make sure you check that one out. All right. More with Suzanne Rajan, warriorsage.com. Rich Ote, Mary Goulet is on the line with us. Paul, I'm Steve Olsen. We'll be right back after this.
You were born to do one amazing thing, but most people spend a lifetime trying to identify what it is. If you're in a job you don't like or are unemployed, if you're in a state of transition or just can't shake that nagging feeling that you were meant and made to do something extraordinary, then the Reinvention Workshop is exactly what you need. Led by award-winning self-help author Steve Olscher, the Reinvention Workshop will forever change your life. The Reinvention Workshop takes you step-by-step through Steve's proven formula that has helped so many people get on the right path and clear about what they were born to do. Take the first step to realizing the life you deserve and desire by visiting thereinventionworkshop.com today. No more delays. No more denial. Reconnect with your true self. Learn to live with purpose and conviction and become who you were born to be. The world is waiting for you. What are you waiting for? Log on to thereinventionworkshop.com today. That's thereinventionworkshop.com.
Looking to be a successful entrepreneur? The virtual assistant industry continues to be a top choice for those looking to start their own business. The problem can be how to become a virtual assistant. Many turn to the Bible of the VA industry, the book, Virtual Assistant, the Series, and it's the perfect guide for office managers, executive assistants, and other administrative professionals looking to make the transition from employee to successful business owner. Go to vatheseries.com to get your copy today.
And now, back to Reinvention Radio. Here's your host, Steve Olscher.
All right, welcome back to another edition here of Reinvention Radio as we talk to Suzanne Raja. And let's bring Suzanne back on here right now because, Suzanne, I know you talk a lot about why now is the time. And what exactly does that mean?
Well, now is the time because, I mean, you know, this is what we've got. This is what we have right now is now. Mm. And if we're not going to be the powerful beings that we are meant to be, if we're not going to be the full expression of why we're here, what we were put on this earth for, then when? When is that time? Now is the time. There never has been a time like now. And if we wait, then who is going to be the one that's going to offer your deepest gift? There is no one but yourself, and yeah. If you don't, who will?
Yeah, well, what do you say to those people who think about, like, retirement, right? Because they're thinking, like, you know, I'm going to work, I'm going to do my 30 years, I'm going to get my pension, I'm going to get done with this whole work thing, and then I'll be able to do whatever it is that I couldn't do because I was so busy behind the desk. What do you say to somebody like that?
Well, you know, I have compassion for people that feel the way that they do. Times can be tough. People can have that going on in their life, and I'm not blind to know that there are people that do struggle out there and feel that the only thing that they can do is, you know, to get move through until they retire, and then finally something will happen. And this is why I say now is the time. You know, in a compassionate way, what I want to say is that everything else will be there. All of the things that you think that you have to get through will still be there for you. All the papers you have on your desk, all the new tasks that you have to do, it will all be there. But here's the thing. The moment that you die, the moment before you die, that you're about to die, you're going to be sitting there going, well, I didn't get this done. I didn't do that. I didn't do that. And I promise you, those will not be the to-do lists that you think that you need to get done. Those will be the things like, my gosh, I didn't love when I should have loved. I did not make the decision that I should have made, that I knew I should have made mm-hmm. at that time mm-hmm. because I thought that there was something else that was more important. The things that are the your priority are the things that will be your priority at the time of death. Will you be able to say, you know, that you've done it all and be able to go, okay, I'm ready now?
Yeah.
All right. Think about that.
Yeah. Good, great point. All right, let's bring Mary back on for a second here because I want to ask, because I know Suzanne has a particular take on this and I want to get her take as well. But Mary, Suzanne talks a lot about the most important thing that women of today are missing. If you had to boil it down to one thing, what do you think, Mary Goulet? What do you think women of today are missing?
Geez, what are we missing? I got nothing.
I know,
I
right?
I think that we have the opportunity for, like, I love my children so much, and I love my work,
and I love my relationship, and I love my faith.
Mm-hmm.
And if there's a void in me, then, or in someone, check those four areas.
Mm-hmm. So what are those four areas for you? So they're faith, they're family. What were the other two?
My children and a relationship. Well, I already said family. My work.
Uh-huh. Okay. That right. The work. That thing called work. I got it. Ooh. All right. So let's find out from Suzanne. So Suzanne, what do you think is the most important thing right now that women of today are missing?
I feel that women of today are missing leadership. True leadership. I am.
We're talking like Hillary Clinton leadership, or what are we talking about?
Well, I don't even want to comment there. I don't even want to go there.
Well.
But what I want to say is that, you know, there is we can hardly, it's unfortunate that we can hardly count how many feminine leaders there are out there that we can look to and say, okay, this one is actually truly walking their talk in every single aspect of their life, so that we can set an anchor and we can say, okay, whew, that is somebody that we could follow, and we can say, this is how we would like to live more of our life. We are sorely missing leadership in areas of faith, family, fitness, and finances, all mm-hmm. of that combined into one, we're missing that. And
so
that is what we aim to provide.
Okay. Let me ask you this. So right, at warriorsage.com, absolutely. So let me ask you this. So do you think, I mean, can you point to any examples of women other than yourself or someone that you're related to or one of your clients, like someone that the public might know that is the personification of what you just described?
You know, I can tell you one woman that really stands out for me right now, and she may not be someone that you've heard of, but someone that has stood out for me lately, and her name is Annette Larkin, and you can find her on YouTube. She for me is walking her talk, and she is a woman who is, I believe, she's 75. She may be 74 now,
mm-hmm.
and she's she eats a very extremely healthy diet, and she looks like she's probably in her 40s and she's in her 70s.
Wow!
And she's radiant in the way that she looks. She's radiant in the way that she holds herself, and you know, it's the way that she carries herself and speaks about, you know, it's about the mind, it's about the soul, the body, you know, it's all linked up. And so to me, she has aspects of feminine aliveness, feminine radiance that I look to and I say, you know what, I want to get there. I'm going to be 50 this year.
Wow.
You know, and I want to feel like a woman who is that vibrant at that age. I set myself, you know, I look to women who are older than I am, and I look for the wisdom there. And she is one that I highly recommend because,
gotcha.
You know, she seems to be walking her talk.
All right, sweet. So what's got you most excited for 2016?
Well, 2016 is a year where we are talking about awakened leaders, you know, and my husband Satin and I are very, very excited about serving leaders in this world, because we feel then that once we serve those leaders who are ready to be awakened to their next level of sex, power, and money, then they take it out to their people and so on and so on. And it's a ripple effect.
Yeah, awesome. All right, so let's do this. Let's point people towards warriorsage.com, which is where they can find out more information about you, Suzanne, and Satyan as well. And, of course, it's all about sex and power and money there on the site, but so much more women leadership and events and all sorts of interesting things that you can do there. All right, so Mary Goulet, let me get you back on here. So now that we've had a chance to sit down with Suzanne and get her insight on feminine power and so on, what's your take on this?
Well, I like that she mentioned someone who is older as who she was looking up to, because I'm a much deeper person at 50 than I was at 40. So I think we find as we grow older what's important and what fulfills us and we put emphasis on that in our lives. So it's also, I guess you can teach it, but it is an organic process as
yeah.
well.
Yeah, awesome. All right, and Rich, what's your take on feminine power at this point?
Man, I feel the same as I've always felt. Like, I wouldn't want to live without him, but it's...
You just wouldn't want to be him.
Yeah, I don't think I'd trade.
You know, and my wife says to me this all the time. She's like, if I could trade with you, I would trade with you in a heartbeat. I mean, look, we love our women, and they have, you know, they're just different beings, and that's why I'm really glad that Mary decided to join us here, because whenever we go down this path, I'm kind of like, oh, man, I need some help on this one. So I'm glad, Mary, you were able to call in. Lots of fun with that. And so Susanna Raja, again, at warriorsage.com. You can check out everything that she is up to there. All right, very cool. Man, if you haven't listened to some of these past episodes, please make sure you do. For those that are rating and reviewing and subscribing to the podcast version of the show, we really do appreciate you. Steve Osher, Rich Ote, Paul's in the house, White Wade. We'll talk to you guys next time here on Reinvention Radio.
You just got dismantled. Thanks for listening to Reinvention Radio. For more information about the show and your host, Steve Osher, visit reinventionradio.com.